What's up, fools? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Full Fiction. This week, we break down the Mandalorian finale, a little bit of Demon Slayer, and brought back a giveaway. Let's get into it!
Bienvenidos. Welcome back to another episode of Full Fiction. This is Steve.
This is Greg. What's up, fools?
My bad, bro. I feel like I cut you off there. I feel like
That's not our rhythm, dude. What are you doing? Who are you?
You gave me that look like, go on, and I went on.
No, I didn't.
Feeding off your vibe.
You had one birthday and everything got fucked up. What the hell?
Dude, guys.
Everyone say happy birthday. Feliz cumpleaños, Steve.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Steve the Broken.
Yeah.
I am no longer the mentor that Greg looks up to. I've fallen from grace. Turned 30 one day, woke up the next day with intense back pain. So I'm like, fuck, I'm not looking to my 30s, bro.
Let's be honest. We all know you look up to me.
I'm like a whole 2 inches taller than you, bro. Okay. You physically look up to me. And then
that is not even
you
true.
On your best day,
on your best day, you're 5'9 and a half.
Let me show up with my combat boots, and you for sure will be looking up at me, bro.
If you put lifts in those bitches, I know you're really self-conscious about it.
I'm really not. I feel like I'm as tall as I'm going to get. So,
Ever since you went bald, you've been trying to put lifts in your shoes. Just be like, you know, I need it.
Dude.
Anything to get the 5'10".
It's 5'10 and a half, bro. Get it right.
I see what I talk about. Y'all. He's self-conscious. He's self-conscious about it.
According to my medical charts, 5'10 and a half.
Okay, who did that? The Army? You expect me to believe that shit?
You falsifying records forever, huh?
Yeah, no, dude. You expect me to believe that? Hell no.
Mm. Well, everyone, welcome back. Thank you for the birthday wishes. It's Greg's birthday next week, dude.
All right, fools, remember to follow the socials. IG full.fiction, Twitter full_fiction, TikTok full_fiction. Like, download, subscribe, follow, share. Hit that follow button. You know what it is.
Yep. Share it. Share it to everybody.
Okay. Now let's get into news. We haven't done news in like a month because there's been so much things happening, so many shows. And we've been going like this bi-weekly basis, kinda. So first things first, we all need to pay respect and say RIP to the king, Jerry Springer.
Dude, for real. He died so young.
And I was like, dude, that is a part of everyone's childhood when they stayed home.
Bro, I feel like Jerry. That's
iconic. Iconic. Yeah,
like you may not even have any context to what's going on, but you hear Jerry, yeah. you know it's some bullshit.
Yeah, and you know people
somebody's bullshitting.
Yeah, you know when kids are chanting that shit in middle school, you're like, ah, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Is that or like Jerry and Mari? They're the two guys.
He is not the father.
Oh, classic. Yeah. We'll be waiting all episode for that. And you see the fool's wild now. But yeah, no, Jerry was a different type of beast.
He was. Dude, I got into Jerry and Mari. I mean, not like got into, but I think I saw them more often in college. Like, I don't know why in college. I think it's because I had more channels. Because growing up, I was more into Jose Luis. But it was pretty much, you know, Jerry Springer, but in Spanish.
Okay.
I'm sure they had the same script half the time.
Probably, dude. There's only so many stories you could write.
Dude, so many.
But no, they were off the chain with the stories they had.
Oh, like, bro. No. So, it used to be so funny. So funny. A lot of the shit that they would do then would for sure get them canceled.
Oh,
I think that's
sure
why
it
stopped, dude.
It had to be. Just because, you know, like, you know what? This new age, they ain't about me no more.
Oh, bro. There's this one meme that I shared with you. I can't even say it on here because we for sure will get canceled, but that shit was fucking funny. Like, on a bad day, I just want to play that shit again and be like, oof, too good. But, bro, there was a bunch of trailers, I feel like, that have
too many
coming
honestly,
out.
Too many.
Right? Like, yeah. It's insane.
First things first, we never addressed the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle trailer that dropped like a month ago. It looks pretty fucking sick.
Does it? I haven't seen it.
I fucking sent it to you.
Dude, I was getting tortured. I wasn't...
Just on one half?
Yeah, no, I was laying down.
It looks pretty sick. It looks funny. I can't wait to watch it.
What looks sick about it? Like, if you're if
the animation
before I
style.
play the animation style, so is it fully animated like
Yeah.
a cartoon would? Okay.
Kinda. It's
But
like a it's animated, but like new age animation kinda.
this is the Seth Rogen one, right? Where he is more involved.
Correct. And Jackie Chan is Splinter. No, yeah, Master
Fuck.
Splinter, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
That's pretty cool.
the cast is fucking dope.
That's awesome. And then Guardians of the Galaxy and The Flash dropped additional trailers within this week.
Yeah, I will say this is way too many fucking trailers.
It is, dude. I feel like I'm watching the Flash movie already, like enough of it to get an idea.
Yeah,
But
like, dude,
I feel
this
like the
is.
Flash is really just trying to bring people into the seats, man. Like everybody feels some kind of way about Ezra. So give us all this, all these trailers. It just makes you want to go watch it. Because believe it or not, like even if you hate this guy, you're gonna go watch it. Pretty sure.
Yeah, like I'm on the fence about watching just because Ezra's in it, but then I was like, you know, I'll probably end up
Dude,
watching
this
it.
is fucking Flashpoint, bro. Flashpoint is, I think I can speak for both of us when I say, like, one of the best DC animated movies of all time. Like,
I'd be
it's
honest with you. I
on
hate
there, bro.
Flashpoint. I hate because I hate the
You call me a
concept.
liar, bro.
I did, yeah, because I hate the concept
So
of
I
going
can't
back in
speak for the
time.
both of us.
No, you
See,
can't.
man, oh, see, one of us has good taste, me. Other one just is like off his rockers, bro. Is old age affecting you already, Greg?
Fool affecting you. Let me
Dude,
explain. Let me explain. Let me explain.
I don't want to hear
I don't like Flashpoint because he goes back in time and everything's different. So everything we watch up to that point, fucking useless because everything changed. So I'm like, dog, all the shit that happened, gone, useless. And you can't fix it because every time you try to go back and fix it, fucking makes it worse. Every time. You know how many times he goes back? Like fucking seven. So it's just really annoying when he goes back in time and it comes back and everything changes. That's why I thought this is. This could be the perfect point where the James Gunn could come in with his new fools, but that's not gonna happen.
Nah, dude. I disagree. I feel like him going back and changing everything really puts things into perspective. Like it's an age-old question. Like if you kill a butterfly in the past, how will that affect it in the future, right? Dude, him going back, like the whole timeline is warped where your heroes are now villains. You have everybody broken. Superman is no more. He's somewhere in some like laboratory being kept away from the sun. Like the entire thing that you know is no longer there. And it was so cool watching
That's exactly
like
why I hated it. Yeah.
your heroes. I thought it was dope watching Wonder Woman and Aquaman like fighting the humans and it being such a thing. Like Batman was, I don't know, man. I really feel like this
So I'm
movie,
like, how do
Flashpoint,
you?
was awesome.
I was like, everything that I watched, everything that I've gone through up until that point, for what? It's all changed now because this fool wanted to go back
Well,
in time.
yeah, dude. Greg, I can't talk to you right now. We're gonna cancel the show. I just can't. I just fucking can't. It's a great fucking movie. You know what? Put like one of those things you do where we vote. We're gonna vote for this. I'll make accounts. I'll make bots. I'll go in there and I'll vote for it being the best fucking movie ever. I really feel like Flashpoint is what I want Marvel animated movies to be like. Like the cruelty, the brutality. Like, really, it's a movie for adults that like, these heroes. And by far, it is anything better than what is being put out there by fucking anything that DC is actually doing now. So,
Okay, up to this point, they really haven't put anything good besides Peacemaker.
yeah. But I don't know. I'm not as excited about the movie because, well, it's just, DC has a tendency of fucking shit up. But I'm not gonna lie, dude. Within the trailers, it's giving me enough to be like, fuck, I'm gonna
It does look
watch it.
intense, and they didn't pull any punches in the trailer just because they're like, you know what, fuck it, we need fucking ticket sales, so
Yeah, and probably no,
let's show
no.
you everything.
And the sad thing about it is, even if this movie is fucking off the rockers good, even if it's like the best movie that they've ever made, I don't think it would actually lead anywhere.
Oh no, it's not leading anywhere because it's done. Like after Blue Beetle, this age of DC is over.
Which is sad because what happens then to the characters we do like and all the stuff that is good? Like, what if Blue Beetle is really fucking good? Do we not keep
Hey
that
fool,
story?
let me tell you something. That's Flashpoint for you, bro. Blue Beetle's
Nah,
gone.
dude.
That's Flashpoint. That's Flashpoint. That's what you wanted.
Fuck you, Greg.
This is what it is, bro. And then this like flashpoint made me hate time travel. I love time travel up until then.
Yeah, anyway, dude, how many times have you fucking time traveled, Greg?
None, fool.
Checkmate, bro.
How's that checkmate, fool? I just said I hate time travel.
You're talking about like you fucking do all the time, bro.
Fool, the one guy that does it fucking ruined everything.
It's because he did it the wrong. He did it for the wrong reasons, bro.
What? See his mom because she's dead and he never saw her.
No, I feel like so. We're gonna go off on a tangent. We can't.
Yeah,
we can't.
We're
still on news, bro. We got like.
I know we're not even halfway through news. First of all, Guardians of the Galaxy trailer. I didn't watch that shit because I was like, dude, you show me the whole movie, dog.
Bro, did you watch that trailer where it's all these animals?
Nope, just, didn't watch it. I was you showed me the whole movie at this point. I don't want to see it. This is like trailer number three.
That thing was so.
You told me it was sad.
It's allergy season, man. I was like, fuck, no mamas. So I don't know. I was like, fuck, dude. Rocket is such an asshole. But
he's my favorite one.
Getting the little glimpses that we've gotten, you can kind of figure out why, dude. He's had a tough. And but you're right, dude. Honestly, I think I'm gonna pull a Rob and just not watch any trailers for these movies coming out. Cause like,
yeah, I pulled a Rob. I didn't watch that trailer. I didn't watch the new Flash trailer. Cause I'm like, dude, okay. Once you hit trailer, I'm watching trailer one because it's like a teaser. And I'm watching trailer two because it's like the main one. But trailer three, nah, bro, hell nah. I'm done. I'm not watching any more trailers.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I feel like they should stick with one trailer. Like, there's enough hype about it for people, you know, to want to go see it. So I really felt like there was no need for
and
that.
It's in like a week too. Like, dog, like you could have waited.
So bad. And then what? The Transformers trailer, a new one came out this week.
Dude, it looks fucking dope.
I saw that one. It actually does look pretty dope. I'm on the fence about Transformer movies. I feel like they're just ongoing. They're trying to compete with like Fast 25, and I really can't keep with all these characters, you know?
I will say the difference is they started anew. So this is like a new age of Transformers, kind of. It looks pretty dope. First of all, Optimus Primal, I'm in. That just sounds amazing. And I like animals, so that looks dope. And they had a scene that looked like the fucking in-game fight scene. I was like, whoa.
Dang. Well, it's Michael Bay, bro. I mean, one thing about Transformer movies is they get down.
I don't think this one has Michael Bay.
Nah, no, my miss. Really? Since when?
Yeah, I think he moved on. He moved on. He only did like the first few, I think.
Dude, I'm thinking Michael's still around, bro. That's the only reason why I would go watch it. That fool acts like everything's an explosion.
Yeah, the director, Steven Capel Jr. or Stephen Capel Jr.
I know who that fool is. Fuck that guy.
Now what the fuck was wrong with him? Dude, you're a hater, man.
Dude, I don't know. If it's not Michael, I don't want it, bro.
Fool. Michael had his time. You know, this guy's only 35. And he's directing a Transformers movie with... What are you doing?
On this podcast? What the fuck you mean, bro? What are you doing, Greg?
Dude, I'm leading this podcast.
I'm here for just, you know, my good looks and my humor, bro.
Okay, he did Creed 2.
No wonder I don't like it. Michael Bay should have done it.
Dude, Creed 2 still had a... Creed 2 wasn't bad. Creed 3 was bad.
And then Sony Craven movies being rated R, dude. That's pretty dope.
I know. That's the only thing it's got going for it so far. I don't know anything else, but it's rated R. So let's see what we got.
I'm down, dude. That means it's going to be...
Pulled no fucking punches.
Yeah.
They might get the story wrong. They might get the characters wrong. But hey, we might see some blood.
Nah, dude. I feel like that rated R really gives them more free, more like leeway. Like gives them more things to, you know, gives them more options to go with.
It does. But let's see if they get the story right.
I mean...
Let's see if they get the characters right.
Let's see if they don't fuck this movie up, bro. I mean, honestly, dude.
Yeah,
Sony,
you
never
at
know,
least,
dude. Never
at
know.
At least we can see an explosion or something. Who knows? Or something, blood everywhere. Blood. And then, dude, did you see Twilight is getting a TV show?
Nah. You know what? I've heard about it. And that it's in like, the production development or, like, the ideas out there. But
yeah, no,
I'm just thinking, like, what's it going to be on? Like, what's the basis of it?
Well, maybe it's about the kid.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. Maybe. Or, I mean, I guess there really is a lot that they can do, but I'm curious as to what they do and who they cast. That's
Yeah.
going to be interesting.
You see a lot of pasty fools on screen.
Dude, I'm ready for it. A lot of pasty fools that sparkle. It's sparkling pasty fools, bro. It's the best kind of fools out there. They don't want
Yeah.
brown fools like us. The moment they get a brown fool like us, they turn them into a werewolf. Like, come on,
And
bro.
some of those werewolf CGI look kind of rough.
It
Like,
was like
yeah, that
2012.
CGI did not hold up.
You know what? You know what didn't hold up?
What?
Fucking her back, bro, during pregnancy.
Oh.
That didn't hold up. That shit crumbled immediately. I was like, fuck.
Yeah, yeah, I forgot about that. That did happen. Hey, did you hear that Agatha Coven of Chaos is about to be a musical, or some reportedly a musical?
You know what, dude? That
I don't know
kind
how I feel
of,
about that.
yeah, that kind of like, I was down for it. I'm so down for Agatha. She was fucking bomb. But like, it being a musical, I don't know, dude. I don't know.
I will say, when I'm always a big component, component. I'm always a big fool that says, Marvel's doing too many shows, so each of them are coming out like kind of shitty. If they focused on only a few shows, they'd be a lot better. And this is one of the shows I would have thrown out just because I'm like, I don't know what it does for
Oh,
the story.
dude, blasphemy. What it does, dude, I think Agatha, if done right, and I
I think
agree.
Aubrey Plaza's in it, and I really like Aubrey Plaza, so that's dope. But I'm like, I don't know what it does. Like, this is one of the shows that wouldn't have made it. Like, Secret Invasion, that's a top show. Agatha, Coven of Chaos, that's not something I feel like should have
Look,
been in the
if Agatha
expectation.
is done right, and they can do what I'm hoping that they can do, this can establish a lot into like the
Magic.
realm of chaos. Like all that stuff, dude. This may, I feel like this is going to be something that's going to really tie in Doctor Strange to what's going on, or reintroduce him, or go into that, dude. Because Doctor Strange, right, where he left off, he's about to go into the realm of chaos and deal with a bunch, like a bunch more
Yeah, I
crazy
think he's
shit.
going to the dark dimension or some shit.
Exactly. So this is going to, if it's done right, and this is a big if. And I feel like the musical aspect will play into it because of all the magic. Like, I don't know. I feel like somebody's going to cast a spell that's going to make everything into a musical. And I really feel if this show is done right, it will be fucking epic. But once again, I 100% agree that they're putting out qu quantity right now instead of quality. And I'm okay with, getting four or five shows throughout the year and have each show be a banger. Like they were doing a couple of years ago. Now it's like every character that we like is getting their own show. And I don't think we need each character to have their own show. Agatha, though, I can see why. Like her side story can really tie in a lot of things together.
We will see. I'm a little skeptical just because, like you said, they're
You're
doing
a skeptic,
quality.
bro.
I am
I'm
a
a hater.
skeptic.
You're a skeptic. This is what we bring to the podcast. My hatred. And your skepticism?
Yeah, you said it
Dude, I had to sound that shit out. I was scared. I was like,
right.
fuck.
Yeah, they're going quantity over quality, and I think they should focus on quality because they are stretched
Oh,
thin.
for sure, dude, for sure. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how that plays out. But dude, Jedi Survivor, the video
Our
game, is finally out.
dude, our one gaming segment every like 6 months.
Every 6 months. We don't game a lot, guys, and when we do, nah, I still don't game a lot. Like it's I can't follow up with that. I'm sorry. Is this
Hey
the
fool, what the
second
fuck?
iteration?
Yeah, second iteration. What happened to your Hogwarts thing?
Dude, I was going hard, and then work caught up with me. We were packing for a bunch of shit. It's like, dang. I check in with my brother and with Gus. They're fucking. My brother has Avada Kedavra, and I'm like, fuck. I played once with this character. Dude, every time I could, Avada Kedavra, it's killing fools randomly, bro.
That's unfortunate. Everyone say a moment of silence for Steve's gaming career. It lasted about 2 weeks.
It's okay, guys. I dedicate my time to playing the game of life.
You know what? He's still losing.
I'm losing. I'm down bad, bro. I hurt my back. I'm like dehydrated.
Brent's doing a few days.
Oh, it was due Tuesday. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
Right. Okay. So Jedi Survivor. It looks absolutely amazing. It looks
Yeah.
so amazing that we're going to sponsor a giveaway.
We are. And this time we're going to be a little bit more strict on it. This game is coming is what
It
available
just
on
came out
PS5,
last night. Yeah,
but it's available
PS5.
on PlayStation, Xbox, and what else? What else? What else?
Let me make sure so you don't sound like a dumbass.
I know, dude, because I've
Okay,
been sounding like a dumbass a
platforms.
lot.
PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and Microsoft Windows.
Awesome. So we'll have a little giveaway thing going on, and as long as you have one of those devices or platforms, you can, apply. You got to tag your mom on the post, your tias,
Nah,
and
tag someone that'll tag
tag
somebody else.
your mom. Imagine, mama, I'm gonna tag you on this shit. ¿Por qué, mijo? I want a video game. No mames. It'd be funny.
Yeah, I can't wait to rig it so I win. I'm just playing. I won't win.
Dude,
It's fine.
I'm gonna rig that shit. I'm telling you, bro, I've been into creating bots, so
Yeah, fool. How about you create some likes, dog? That'd be cool.
I can't do that, bro. I have to pay for that, and I don't want to be paying for likes.
So they're free.
Nah,
Anyways,
dude, you gotta pay for likes.
Jedi Survivor is a beautiful transition into The Mandalorian. The finale.
El finale.
It was 40, what, 41, 42, 43 minutes, something like that. But they did not let up the whole fucking time.
Nah, dude, it was pretty much fire, bro. Like, I
Dude, yeah. This
really
season
enjoyed this
was
episode.
absolutely lit.
I know, dude. I overheard somebody at the store saying how this season was mid. I turned around so fast. That's probably why I hurt my back, dude. I fucking like pivot. I was like, bitch, shut the fuck up. I didn't say anything because like it's not my place. But fuck you, random guy at the store.
Should have gave him a card and be like, "Hey, fool, listen to this podcast. We'll
I
set
don't
you
want that
straight."
fool listening to me. He has no taste. We don't need that kind of follower, Greg. We don't need that kind of follower. We need a follower that's going to understand why this episode had everything that I wanted. It had fighting. It had the emotional thing at the end. I cried. I laughed. I cried again.
I can't wait to clip that and post that later. I want that fool listening to me. He's got no taste.
It's true, bro. It's true. But let's really break it down, dude. Like, I guess we kind of got what we were asking for. Grogu did step up.
Yeah, I
And
feel like that was a plot hole. Like, nah, we saw that fool go left, and then all of a sudden he
yeah.
went right. And I was like,
And
nah.
dude, you know what? I can't believe I'm gonna say this, but I'd be okay if they started executing people right then and there, bro. Because these clone troopers or these stormtroopers, like they always capture somebody, and within like from point A to point B, that person's gonna escape and kill them. Like
It
I would
happened,
have
yeah.
just popped the fool in the throat and been like, "All right, we're good."
I think it's just a Star Wars thing. It just happens in Star Wars.
Because my boy Din like escaped in record time. I'm like, Din, what the fuck, you're out?
Hey, Din who? Din Djarin?
Din Djarin, bro. Din Djarin.
Okay.
Oh, and I guess Din is his last name, so
Yeah.
Djarin.
So yeah, so Grogu did come back, helped Din escape, and I was like, wow. I didn't see that coming, especially because he ran the other way. But that's cool. He's free. And they only had two fools for this Mando.
Yeah, I
Damn, they
mean,
should have.
so he beat the stormtroopers, but it was the Red Guards that really like gave him trouble, dude.
Oh yeah, and
And
I have the name for those. Praetorians. Praetorian Guard.
I couldn't say that if you paid me, bro. It's a lot of A's and E's and O's and shit, bro. That's a lot of
Hey,
vowels.
how'd it feel for you when you saw Axwell's go on the ship and then he did his own suicide mission?
Done. Dude, honestly, I was like, I'm so impressed with the
Axwell.
level of it's just the level of dedication that these Mandalorians have, right?
It's
Like
refreshing.
they,
You don't see that shit
you know,
nowadays.
dude, it's all about the mission. It's mission first. It's my fellow Mandalorians first. Like they're so willing to sacrifice themselves. And not necessarily, like they're not going to go out there and just give up their lives. They're going to do it and go out with the banger because I really believe that Paz could have survived if those fucking Crimson Guards hadn't showed up, because he had taken out everybody, dude. He could have easily gotten away, but he saw the threat and he's like, "Fuck, I would have dipped." I'm like, "Nah, bro, my limit's red," but Aguazul's going back up there, dude. I don't know why this entire fucking show, bro. I really thought somebody was gonna betray somebody, bro. I
So,
was
I know, like, so there was no
ooh,
traitor after all
no,
that.
not that we know of. I still think there's a traitor, dude.
You
There's
let
a
social media influence you.
no, dude. I'll tell you at the end when we get to that section why I'm getting red flags. And believe me, bro, it's gonna happen. But Axwell's going up there and sending his fellow Mandalorians out, bro. That shit was fire, bro.
That looked
Like,
dope with the way they all just like,
hell yeah.
we in this. And not one person like had a moment of like, I don't know.
No,
They
it
all
was
said,
like
they
fuck it.
said, where's the smoke? We going.
And they, dude, they jetpacked and fucking dipped out of that shit, bro. Like
That was badass. That was
it
badass.
was a bomb. I really can't say enough about it, dude. I was really impressed with that, and I was really impressed with the storyline of what they're doing and how these two groups are really merging together. Like you don't see that distrust in each other anymore, and they're really working as a cohesive unit, which I think is awesome.
Yeah, it was all very impressive. Everything's impressive. And then they came back immediately down, and a jetpacks fight battle scene looked amazing. Whatever
Yeah.
CGI, whatever they were using, it was top tier.
It really was, man. Well, it's Disney, bro. What do you expect?
Okay, well, Disney also has some Marvel shows that look pretty suspect. You see She-Hulk, bro? She wasn't even fighting. She didn't fight one time, and she still looked like shit.
That's true. Very true. But I will say this, man. You know who didn't look like shit? Fucking Din Djarin fighting the guards. Now, Grogu, going back to him.
Oh wait, you missed something.
What I miss?
Moff Gideon trying to clone himself like six times.
Oh no, he successfully did, bro. He had clones in there.
They died.
Oh, because Din Djarin burned him, but he successfully cloned himself, and he had backups. I felt like ready. I'm
Yeah, he
not
had
sure
like
how that
eight.
works or how the clone technology works, but that's kind of scary, dude.
Yeah, that was
Like,
pretty scary. I was like, wait, all this time he's cloning himself. We thought he was cloning somebody else, but he cloned himself.
yeah,
I was like, man, that fool's full of himself.
he really is. Not
What a
anymore though, because
narcissistic son of a bitch.
yep. He's not fooling himself anymore, though. He's got no clones left, so he's really just him.
Yeah, he's really pissed about that.
Yeah.
All
And
right, go
then,
ahead.
so Grogu and the Din Djarin fight scene, I think that was both pleasant and frustrating at the same time. I really need Grogu to grow up and do more, bro, because his cuteness is, I don't want to say wearing off, but like, he's got to do more. He is. Either he's got to go balls in with the Force or do more Mandalorian shit, because right now it's not working for me, dude. That fight scene should have been over. Grogu's way stronger than that. He could have easily crushed and thrown people away, given Djarin more opportunities. But I'm like, he was kind of, he it reminds me of when you're playing a video game and you have that one sidekick that does things to help you out. That's what it was. Like, I needed him to be the main character of the show.
I'll say when it was just him about to fight the Red Guards, I was like, oh my God, my heart was pounding. He's like, we're about to lose
Dude,
this
I'm
little
like,
fool.
oh,
Oh my God.
the internet's about to be mad. Grogu's gonna die.
And they took the droid out, and I was like, oh dog. And then Grogu just fucking jumping around like a little Mexican jumping bean. I was like,
That shit was
oh.
hilarious. Reminding me of a little cricket just going toot toot toot.
Yeah, and then the thing fell on him. I was like, oh, he's fucked.
That was the cutest fucking like pieces of wood laying on somebody. It's so dramatic. I'm like,
I
this
know.
get the fuck up.
And then they gracefully just like landed and
Yeah.
like, we're
I'm he
stuck
is
here
like,
now.
oh no, I'm done. Help me. I'm like, this bro. It's this guy.
Yeah. And then eventually, when they got in the fight scene and like he was using the Force to move their weapons around, I was like, okay, this seems like an episode of Tom and Jerry where he's just like, nope, can't get it. Pull the string.
Yep.
Pull the
No,
string.
for sure, dude. For sure. And then the best thing about it is I feel like that's where I wanted Grogu to step up and like fucking demolish somebody.
Yeah, instead
Like,
of using like seven times, he said like, "Oh, that's it's not there." Be a little quicker than that. Like the
yep.
one of the insurance guys with the wheel,
Yeah,
with the
no.
fishing pole.
With the
Oh,
fishing, yeah.
gotta be quicker than that.
I really wanted him to like, I don't know, bro, like at
He
least
could have
take one of
picked
those
one
people
fool up
on.
and
Yeah.
smacked him down in the seven
Dude, see,
times.
season one, he was younger and he picked up that whole fucking beast, right?
Yeah.
And he didn't do so much. And then, dude, later on in the show, when he stops the fire with the Force,
that was beast.
I was like,
I'm like, bro, you have so
much. Yeah, you have so much more in you. And then he's not as weak anymore. You can tell because he's not passing out or like going to sleep. He's still conscious afterwards. So I'm like, dude, I know for a fact you can be out here like doing a lot more than you're doing now. And it's kind of irritating. I get it. He's a child. Maybe he's not a child. He's fucking 50, bro. He's moving better than I am, and I'm 30.
I will say, though, he was very helpful. Not to say that he didn't help. He was very helpful. Din would have died if he didn't.
Bro, he's as helpful as my dogs are at guarding me. Like, it's it's cute. But are they really helpful? I feel like...
Your dogs couldn't pull the string. Stop it.
My dog, Cleo, could have fucked that guard up, bro. She hates the color red. I think she's a Crip in her past life. But honestly, bro, like that, I will give you this. Seeing Din Djarin and Grogu fight together, it was cool because I feel like they can build off of that. It would be nice because my boy Din Djarin has been like fucking up all season. He's been getting his ass kicked pretty much.
All season, getting his ass kicked.
So it was good to see him escape, fight, you know, take out these guards, and Grogu helping him out. Like, I feel like that if they can do that and replicate it and give Grogu more options towards the next season or whenever, it would be good. And I don't know what's going to happen with or how they're going to do it. I don't think Grogu should be this childish anymore for this show to do well. Like, if he's going to be the future of or what we think is the future of Mandalore, then he's going to have to do something. That or they're going to do a time skip and we are going to probably lose a lot of people.
There's a lot of things to cover. We'll get to like what the future of the show will be, but the first thing, let's get back to Bo-Katan with the 1v1 on Moff Gideon. So she freed up Din Djarin to go save Grogu. I didn't know Moff Gideon had it in his bag like that. Like, where he was beating the shit out of Bo-Katan.
I feel like because he's a clone, he's not like the Moff Gideon. I feel like when you clone yourself, you can do upgrades, right? So
wait, was that a clone? Was that a clone?
I think so. I mean, at this point, I'm not sure who's not a clone. Like,
that's a good point. It could have been a clone, but he said the clones weren't done yet. You think it was just that batch, or
maybe it was a bad batch? I don't know.
She was the best close combat fighter. You'd probably think with Mandalorians, she was getting her ass whooped.
She was.
In the process of getting her ass whooped, Darksaber went kaputs. You fucking crushed that shit. And I was like, no.
And I think it's important to say that Moff Gideon was making the clones to embed the Force into them, which I thought was kind of cool, which explains why he wants Grogu. But Bo-Katan was getting her ass kicked. And I was upset a lot when the Darksaber was broken. I had to ask my source if they can fix it. He said that they could. If they can't fix it, Gus is a fucking liar. And everybody unfollow him on Instagram. But in reality, when that broke, I was like, fuck, dude, like, will people stop following her now because she lost her weapon in battle? Like, and well,
she didn't lose. She lost the weapon, but not she didn't. She still won the fight.
No, dude, the weapon is symbolic. The weapon is like, oh, whoever wields this saber, you know, rules the people or whatever the fuck, right? So she was overpowered, outmatched, and maybe this was the real Moff Gideon. I also didn't realize that he had, you know, that much skill or power or whatever. But I'm like, dude, I was a little heartbroken with that being broken.
Yeah, me too. I was like, no.
Break her arm, not the saber.
Yeah. So the fight concludes when Axe Wolves crashes that big-ass ship into their base, which I was like, we don't know if that's the only base.
Dude, I was like, no. Keep the base. You guys need a stronghold. But then when he did it, I'm like, that shit's fucking badass, bro.
And you've been hating on that fool for the last three episodes.
Yeah, dude. I wasn't hating on him. You've been hating on him.
Fool, you said before, you're the hater. I'm the skeptic.
Nah, yeah, but I wasn't hating on X-Wolves. I actually like him. I said he was like, he reminds me of you, bro. You hate him because he reminds you of yourself.
I wouldn't say that, but you know, I would have probably done something similar. I agree.
Nah, dude, you would have been like, I'll go get help, and then you just go home.
Well, that is my home. What the fuck?
Nah, dude, you would have a backup home, like a smaller ship with a couple of high nines in there and crouton laying on a couch.
That fool could have probably helped more than Grogu.
Dude, I'm telling you, bro. Grogu would be fucking up. But, dude, Axel's crashing the base really did a lot. I don't even want to say that he turned the tide, because I really feel like these Mandalorians were fucking putting...
They're beating the piss out of them.
Yeah, they were putting him through the ringer, bro.
Dude,
him
the
destroying
was,
the base. Yeah.
The armor was Barry Bonds out there, bro. Oh, like, holy shit.
Fuck, dude. She was like her
left-handed
version of
Barry
Thor.
Bonds.
Yeah.
Right-handed Aaron Judge. I was like, goddamn.
He was going at it, bro. I was happy with that. But him crashing into the base, taking everything out, I really feel like just reinforced the idea that they had won and this is their planet.
Yeah, and that is what led us to the Grogu using the Force, which I was like, okay, he's using this for a minute, because this is a lot of flames. Which Moff Gideon ended up getting burned. No body, no death.
Yeah, because it's not like this universe has a fucking tendency of burning their characters and not fucking ensuring that they're ashes or that they're fucking dead. Like, I would have, like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
When you really need a dark, you know, Dark Vader incident, like, nah, we don't, dude.
Yeah, dead ass, bro. No body, no death. You need to double tap. You need to confirm.
Always.
No one ever confirms.
No one. And then, dude, in like the most cutest way possible, Din Djarin got a tax cut. It's a tax break for next year.
Yeah, look at you, dog.
I wish it was that easy, bro. I will adopt him.
Yeah, so Grogu is now Din Grogu. He's officially the son of Din Djarin, which I was like, oh. It was just that easy, huh? No paperwork, no nothing.
Nah, dude. No fucking, no effort. Imagine, you know, you're on a date, you have your mask on, she has her mask on, and you're like, yeah, I have a son. Like, oh shit, really? He's like, yeah, if you're a past marriage, nah, dude, just I have a son. Let me see him. You bring out this little motherfucker, little green motherfucker. Dude, without knowing about the mask, I'm going to assume you look like that fool. I'm going to be like, fuck, you also green? And you got those ears? Oh, no, dude. I'm going to have to swipe the other way, dude. Don't hit me up again.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. So then after that, he adopted him, says, all right, you need to take him on missions, and you need to show him the way, so...
And that is where I think this bitch is a fucking traitor, dude. The armor wasted no time in sending Din Djarin away on missions. You kidding me? They're about to fucking...
That's like, what they do.
Nah, dude, they're about to settle this planet. Right now, it's all hands on deck. We got to clear the area. We got to clear the fucking planet. We got to retake this planet. I need every fucking Mandalorian that I know and that I trust with me if I'm Bo-Katan. But the armor is going to be like, no, Miko, you go away. Go with your son and go on missions. Fine. Fuck it. For the show, it works, right? Dude, like, Axe Wolves and Din Djarin are Bo-Katan's closest allies. Like, without him around, it's going to be easy for her to turn her faction around if she's going to betray, which I think she will. All I'm saying is that was a little suspect, bro.
Who sounds like a skeptic now? Who sounds like a skeptic now?
Whatever, dude. I've been hurt before, so.
I was like, dude, she's been like that since season one, so I just think she just liked that.
I don't know, man. I'm going to stick with my story. I feel like she's plotting something.
So
the
like,
episode was called
do.
Spies, bro.
Learn.
The last episode was called Spies, meaning more than one, and we only got one.
I give you that. I give you that.
I'm telling you, bro.
So, the future of the show. Since Din Djarin's on Nevarro, he talked to the New Republic guy, said, hey, throw some work my way, something for the kid, and then I'm going to teach him. So, all right, bet. I'm not going to tell nobody, but sure. So then, future of the show, do you think it's going to be about building up Mandalore, or do you think it's going to be about Din and Grogu?
I think both. I think it's going to somehow embed itself where they're going to go to Mandalore to do stuff. I really need a time jump, bro. I need a 5 to 10 year time jump just for this show to not be so mundane. And they've set up the next villain already. We have that. They've really have given with Din Grogu now being a part of this, you know, Mandalorian culture. I need him to get his own helmet because I want to see that fool dressed up. I think it's gonna be fucking adorable. And I need him to just really mature. Like, he's gotta mature. No doubt about that.
I think a 5-year time jump would be pretty good, but then also I don't think Grogu's gonna grow in 5 years. Maybe like 2 inches.
And maybe I don't even care about his height. I want his like
speech. He almost talked.
Yeah, I just want him to be bigger.
You know? Well, yeah, I think 5 years, I think he's going to follow Mandalore and not Din Djarin. Because I think, what's his face? Pedro Pascal? He's superstarred himself out of this role.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's too good. He's a victim of his own success.
Yeah, I don't think we can afford him.
No, hell no. So
not I think me. I'm not paying for it. But so, yeah, but I mean, how much is that for really in? Like, he has two, not stunt doubles, but he's got two people.
Yeah, he's never in the helmet. He's been in the helmet like once.
Yeah, so I'm like, I don't know, bro. I really don't know. How much of this are we actually seeing? I feel like he can record his lines in one day for how much he speaks.
That might be true.
Like, honestly, like he is not in...
Maybe 2 days.
Like, Bo-Katan, that actress, you can tell she's there because they take off their helmets. Everybody else, dude, they don't got to come into the office. They would work from home. They can zoom in their lines. Like, honestly, they've played it out perfectly for these characters and for Pedro to do other things because he really only has to come into the office or do what he has to do in one day, I feel like.
Well, that's understandable. So, like, maybe he will stay just because he doesn't really have to do much at all.
Mm-hmm.
My other thing with the final episode was these jetpacks had unlimited fuel. So I was like, that's crazy.
Dude, so crazy. I didn't realize
after they addressed running out of fuel in a previous episode, they now have unlimited fuel in this episode.
It's funny how that works, huh?
Yeah, life.
I'm gonna move over to my office because my battery's dying.
All right, bet. And then, okay. So that's pretty much Mandalorian, right?
Yeah, I think we covered it all. I mean, honestly, great fucking season, great fucking ending. I was really happy with them going back to Navarro. Well, kind of happy with them going back to Navarro and setting up shop there. I feel like it was super cute seeing, you know, Mando, Din Djarin popping a chela, feet up in the air, relaxing in his fucking adorable looking home. And then Grogu just fucking up with this frog in the air. That was epic, bro.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna eat this bitch later.
Oh, he's gonna so eat that shit.
Okay, and then yeah. Do you want to cover Demon Slayer?
Yeah, we can. Do you want to stop?
We can cover it. It was very fast. It was 20 minutes.
Very quick show.
Started out as a comedy. I was like, what the fuck's going on here?
It was kind of pissing me off, dude.
I mean, just tickling fools. We tickling fools? That's what we're doing now?
That shit was kind of funny, man. That's kind of funny.
And then it just went off the tickle, chain. Tickle, tickle. That fucking vase guy that we're talking about is creepy as hell. He pulled swordsmith in, and then he took him out, and he did not look the same.
Bro, I was so...
His shoulders were by his kneecaps. His kneecaps are by his shoulders. It was crazy.
So I clearly didn't read the manga. I was like... I mean, I don't think you have either, Greg, but...
Nope.
The demon that's crawling... I was like, this was upper demon level 4? Like, he's so scared. He's such a little bitch. And, bro, they cut his head off, and he started splitting up. I'm like, oh, that's scary. Like, and each time he gets decapitated, it's a different version. It almost looks like...
powers.
It almost looked like it's elemental based. Like, this guy is wind and fucking airbending and shit. I'm like, dude, this is fucking sick. It's fucking sick.
And I was like... We have a problem. We officially have a very large problem. Because the two, like, one of the Hashiras there, he's getting his ass beat. This other fool that's almost a Hashira, he fucking sucked, apparently.
Which one?
The one with the gun.
Oh, that's American style. American style breathing.
Yeah, the one bullet. Yeah. Instant death to him. He's the one that died.
Oh, dude, in his defense, and I don't know how strong this character is.
That's the first time I've seen a gun in the show, right?
It really is, yeah. I don't know how strong this character is. He is in the same group as Tanjiro, but I don't think he is. I think Tanjiro, maybe he might be stronger because of his experiences. But it's a different beast fucking fighting an upper level demon.
And then he was something weird with his tooth. I was like, I don't understand where we're going with this tooth situation.
And I think that was foreshadowing. I think he has the ability to heal. He has the ability to heal.
It's going to be something. So I was like, what's going on?
Because he's the brother of the other Hashira that's also all scarred up. And those scars, and I haven't read the manga, but I feel
that's not a good omen.
No, but I feel like he has the ability to heal his body, which it would explain if he got stabbed through the heart or wherever he got stabbed, he will be able to get up and fight. I need the Love Hashira to come back because
those one big tetas?
Yeah.
She's got to be somewhere.
Oh, yeah. I hope she's not far, dude, because one Hashira fighting two upper level demons is not going to be. It's going to be pretty one sided.
Yeah. So that's gonna be interesting. And then when it starts getting good, episode ends, you're like, no mames, fool, come on.
Yep. Yeah, but I definitely wanted to talk about two things, right? This sword that they found in this fight dummy, if it's cleaned up, and which I think it will be, I feel like that's gonna be the weapon that Tanjiro needs to really put up a fight because all his swords have been fucking failing him, right? And we saw what happened to his bladesmith. He got fucking buff trying to make him one. So if he's and he might get it in the next couple of episodes, because around this time he should be done. It's like a 3-day process.
Yeah, so, it's tomorrow or some shit.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm ready for it, bro.
So we'll see how many episodes this fight is.
I hope it's the rest of the fucking season.
This should have been the movie.
Dude, so much, bro. Like, this should have been the cliffhanger right here. Like, them splitting up, him getting stabbed, everybody's fucked up. Like, it's over. But no, we didn't get it.
And that was pretty much Demon Slayer. We covered it. That was quick. And it was because it was not a lot happened because most episodes they're tickling that big fool.
Yep. I'm on my way out, guys. I'm going to take a sabbatical. I can't put up with Greg's skepticism.
Yeah. So as you heard, everybody, the episodes are going to be really good from now on.
No, really good at being bad. That's what I'm hearing, bro.
I'm going to edit this. I'm just going to hear really good.
You're going to have to bring in, like, people that we don't like. We've talked about it before, like Myra. Nah, I'm messing with you. She was pretty good.
Yeah. So then you get their Ted Lasso episode.
By the way, I'd fire Ted. That's all I'm saying about Ted.
Oh, it's because he kept losing, yeah.
Fire him.
Okay, I think that's all we got.
Yep, that's all we got, guys. Hey, thank you guys so much for listening. Keep tuned for that.
Don't forget about the giveaway.
Yeah, to stay tuned for that giveaway. And, we'll see you guys soon.
All right.
Talk to you guys soon.
Peace.
Bye.